From the KBIA Newsroom in Columbia, I'm Erin Schrader. The Randolph County Health Department has decided to end its home health care program. Public Information Officer Chelsea Zobsky says clients of the program are being referred to similar service providers. She says they won't be greatly affected by the ending of the program because their insurance should still be covered by other providers in the area. Zobsky says the Randolph County Home Health Care Program was servicing around 10 clients. They sent out letters to their current clients with referrals in the hopes that they don't face a gap in care and can jump right in with another home health provider. The Audrain County Sheriff's Department is reevaluating some of their security protocols for Saturday's Luke Bryan concert. Sheriff Matt Aller says they already plan to add 60 police officers after last year's event, but that other changes are being made in the wake of the shooting in Las Vegas.
We have made a few changes in light of Las Vegas to some of the security protocols, but that's not really anything that we're going to release to the public. If somebody really intends to do harm, giving away our defense really doesn't help us any.
The outdoor concert is one of six for the country music star at various farms around the Midwest. The Audrain County Sheriff's Department says they're prepared for the event. University of Missouri Provost and Vice Chancellor for Academic Affairs Garnett Stokes is one of five finalists for the job of the President of the University of New Mexico. The university announced the finalists in a press release this afternoon. Stokes left her job as provost at Florida State University to join MU as provost in February 2015. She also served as interim chancellor at MU from May through August of this year. The University of New Mexico will meet with the finalists in the coming weeks and will also hold open forums. Stokes will have her forum on October 23rd. President Trump's recent travel restrictions for eight countries could have implications on the academic life of students. Al Dabiri is an Iranian PhD student at the University of Missouri who came to the U.S. in 2015. His home country of Iran restricted access to some of the literature he needed to conduct his research. Dabiri is now facing limitations in the U.S. because he was planning to use some people from banned countries as sources for his academic research in theater.
I was going to write about them. I was going to ask them to come over and have a plan with them, a panel with them. So the panel is not going to happen anymore. So I just have to rely only on oral histories of what they have done.
Dabiri is also an asylum seeker in the U.S. for political and religious reasons. He expected his case to be resolved this year. However, Dabiri now fears that the travel restrictions could delay a resolution in his case. Erin Schrader, KBIA News, Columbia.